Well, good morning. Sounds like it'll be drying out and warming up a little bit this week. And if you're itching to get out there and plant, our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, has a few ideas. Is it time for tomatoes, Jim?
Well, not really. Tomatoes really need to be planted by about Memorial Day. That's a little bit early for those things. But there are some things that can go out. Hardy woody plants, you can start planting things like shrubs or rose bushes. Also, there are some kinds of garden plants. Spade the garden over and get rid of any clumps. You can put out pansies. You can also plant glads and tuberous begonias or dahlias, because these are not going to come up from the bulbs for some time, and by the time they come up, the weather will be mild enough. But onion sets, asparagus, rhubarb, even lettuce and spinach can be put out. Potatoes. And there's some things you can seed in the garden too, like peas and radishes. Now, moisture has been a little bit short in the last several weeks. We didn't have very much moisture in that snow that we had, but we're beginning to get rain now. If we don't get continuing rain and you put stuff out, be sure that you water it so it gets a good start.
Thanks, as always, to Mr. Fizz, Jim Fazell. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn, bean, and wheat futures ended last week at the highest they've been since 2013, and in the overnight trading, kind of flat, but beans were down 3, corn was up 3, and wheat was off 5. From the farm to your belly, today we celebrate, oh, here we go, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Meanwhile, cat owners have a new option, Made by Nacho. It's a new brand prepared by Chef Bobby Flay and his cat, Nacho. It features cage-free chicken, grass-fed beef, sustainably sourced salmon, balanced with pumpkin and cranberries and blueberries and kale. I could make some wisecrack about our Mr. Cat and his love for kale, but I won't. That's the business of food and Mr. Cat Food on 720 WGN.